The story we have to share with you is, I assure you, not one you've heard before.
Although this story does run underneath probably what you were taught in school. I'm actually not sure what people are taught in school anymore these days, or if this story is even taught anymore. But it has to do with a new nation founded upon principles born out of a people who were determined to resist tyranny, as opposed to just passively accepting it and submitting to it, just sitting around Netflixing and chilling and hanging out on social media, watching everything get worse and worse and worse every single year, helplessly, as if there's nothing we can do to change or fix anything.
I feel like these are the kind that people think come to life at night, you know?
The constant drumming of blind patriotism has a way of drowning out further thinking.
Liberty is the most expensive commodity in the world today.
And our over-familiar heroes and mystical founders, they've been constructed and deconstructed and reconstructed to the point of total cliché.
He's following me around.
Benjamin Franklin having a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
The historical marker you've all been waiting to see. Franklin's privy pin.
And it bypasses the real story and in creeps this feeling that everything that's worth knowing has been known for so long that it's not even worth contemplating anymore. And yet, there is more to the story.
Well, 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 Benjamin Franklin.
So we were at a place, we were going to do a quick video on it. We didn't realize it was about to become the entire focus of the next 6 years of our life. But it defied all of the basic explanation about itself, and it reeked of mystery.
Listen to this.
And he's sitting in a chair, there's a statue of him holding his own heart.
It's certainly rather creepy down here, isn't it?
Please warn me, is it scary?
Yes, it is.
Oh, God!
We're talking about symbolism that has been built into the very landscape and then left there like a puzzle just waiting to be put back together.
Try something revolutionary in 1976. Visit Britain for the bicentennial. America's revolution was begun by people of British descent influenced by British philosophical ideas.
And we quickly realized that we would have to drop all of our preconceived notions about basically everything about it and everything we thought we knew about this history in order to even see what it was that we were looking at.
Behind it all is a mystery. And the keys to it all revolve around the way that people saw themselves, the way that they communicated ideas, the way that they formed a body, and the way they assembled with a common image in mind. One that saw them shifting their consciousness towards something better, at least in the concept of it. One in which they could be a free people rather than one perpetually oppressed and imposed upon.
I mean, we're talking about a time where it's so corrupt that the politicians are openly bribing people. They're also auctioning themselves off to the highest bidder. You have whole districts up for sale. They're also helping to institute corporate monopolies that they're financially benefiting off of. Meanwhile, the people are being assured that they're virtually represented in a system that they ultimately don't have any say in. I mean, just stop me if any of this sounds even remotely familiar.
Or at the very least, people who had gotten to the point where they were not going to put up with it anymore. But all that's been buried. The most potent symbols of the revolution, if they weren't destroyed, they were defaced, obscured in dusty, forgotten books, if it was even written down in the first place. Barely survived, barely remembered.
So we found ourselves deep in historical research from a time period that's hundreds of years ago, and yet the similarities keep coming out again and again, and pretty soon we start recognizing patterns, and it's as if we're in the present, but we're also 250 years ago watching the same things occur, just in different period dress, and the high strangeness of that hasn't subsided since.
Lift and then walk until I tell you you're out of frame, okay?
Okay.
And action. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep going, you're clear. Okay, that was great, thank you.
So now after 6 years of our lives that we've been working on this project, we've voyaged to 2 continents, at least 10 countries.
So you wanted to talk about our dedication?
I'm just saying, I think when you're walking in like 43 degree, whatever this weather is, and you don't even know where you're going is the right way, and trying to get a place to film, that's dedication.
We filmed hundreds of hours of documentary footage. We have read, we've researched as extensively as we know how. We've interviewed numerous subject matter experts.
You don't think there's anything more to it at all? It's just drunk in a row.
Reading into it too much myself.
Or perhaps these filmmakers were just reading into it too much.
And we've taken in sort of almost lost fragments of cultural meaning. Been able to piece together a lot of history, and we went all the way up to the American Philosophical Library, had to get special permission to go in and see the archives, but we've seen the original documents. We know how these pieces fit together.
We started to realize that this wasn't just some story or some dead history lesson, but actually something that might have some answers as to what to do to get to a better future.
How do you awaken a motley collection of colonists? How do you convince New England merchants, Virginia farmers, Philadelphia craftsmen to wake up, recognize their common grievances, and fight for their common rights? What do you say to stir 2 million of the king's subjects to a fight for freedom?
And so we took this as far as you can take it, as 2 independent researchers who have taken no secret oaths and belong to no secret groups. I mean, we took this all the way back to ancient Greece, to ancient Rome. And what we found is a legacy older than history. It is as ingrained in the human spirit as anything in our society. And really, it's almost like a code that gets forgotten, but it comes back around, it gets remembered and revived when it's needed. And I would say right now, it is desperately needed. We even found several keys that had been burned out of our collective memory and buried out of our history. And without those, I mean, I'm talking both here in America and in England. Without those, the story itself makes a lot less sense. I mean, it's an amazing story that has not been told. Not in this way.
This story, it's something that's been suggested everywhere, but no one has just come out and said. This is some kind of occult history that we've sort of stumbled upon, and it suggested itself in between the lines of almost every page that we turned in our research. And its arcane symbolism is rooted in the first principles and in the most ancient conceptions of our inherent liberties, where the true spirit of freedom of a free people resides.
Moving backwards through time from the American Bill of Rights to our Declaration of Independence, which really was a world-changing document at the time, to the British Bill of Rights, to the Magna Carta, you really go backwards to an ancient constitution that is inherent in humanity itself, inherent in our social contract. You're born with this, and it's not something that can be rescinded or revoked, but it can be willingly surrendered by a people too long miseducated and demoralized. The full history of this has to be understood as a minimum standard for any future that's actually worth living in. And we feel like at this point as Americans, it's our duty to bring this story to the people and tell everybody in the world what we found here and why it's important.
It's something that we need to share. At this point, it's like a duty. We could avoid looping the same mistakes over and over again by walking the past, even through a dull history, through obsolete knowledge, a lot of high mischief and some borderline unpublishable irreverent humor. By understanding that stuff, by understanding what really happened, we might have the best chance of avoiding the destruction of our most sacred inheritance, of the things that really matter as we move forward into the unwritten future.
The truth needs to be told on this. It is time.
What you think you know is just the very surface of this. This is a story that has never been put together.
You have never heard this story. That's probably what we should have said. You've never heard this story.
It's not a story you've ever been told.
Thank you very much. Good job.
In the lead-up to America's bicentennial, celebrating 200 years since the Declaration of Independence, came a curious suggestion to visit the very motherland that the U.S. broke away from. But what was there to find?